Well, if you think your Monday is stacking up to be busy, think about this. Animal Allies is getting a transport in today of 38 dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens as part of a collaborative project with overcrowded shelters in other parts of the country. Michelle Sternberg is the marketing and communications manager for Animal Allies, and she joins us this morning on the phone to tell us more because the community is needed. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us. Now, how does it happen that Animal Allies actually is looking for animals to fill their shelters? How is it that that Animal Allies has the space?
Yeah, so our shelter at the moment is actually very full. We're nearly at capacity. So we have a lot of local pets here, but we've really worked hard over the past years to really work with our spay and neuter program to make sure that we are spaying and neutering pets within our community. And essentially, what we've seen is all of the happy and healthy dogs, cats, kittens, pets in people's homes, they're out there. And so typically what happens is we'll be contacted by one of our partner shelters across the country here, and that's what you're seeing here, is they no longer have room to keep their pets in-house, but with our really successful spay and neuter program, we're able to bring more pets on through.
So if folks, what you're looking for now are foster homes for these animals, and there are some little tiny infant kittens, and there are some puppies. So what do folks need to know and or do if they'd like to provide a temporary foster home? It's about 3 weeks, is that right?
That's right. That's what we're looking for this time with these 38 little critters. So it's a 3-week time period, and we've got dogs coming in that range from the age of 11 months to 6 years. We have cats that are around the same age bracket, actually, so 11 months to 6 years. And then we also have some small litters of puppies that will need to stay together. So if you're looking to foster, what we ask is that you have, a safe, clean, secure home somewhere where these pets can be inside of a warm environment. You're able to provide shelter and food for them temporarily. And then we'll work with you to arrange them coming back to the shelter. It's a 3-week commitment this time around, but we also have longer-term foster options available if that's something that you're interested in. We've got a couple of dogs that have been up at the shelter for a long time, and we'd love to see them get out into the community where they don't have to be in a kennel situation.
Well, that was going to be the next question, because there are ongoing needs for foster care for shelter animals, and sometimes folks aren't aware of that. They aren't aware that that option exists.
Yeah, absolutely. We love having the pets up there at the shelter. We take great pride. We actually have a very short kennel turnaround time. The average stay of a pet at Animal Allies is 24 days. But in this case, the two dogs I was referring to have been here for 70 and 100 days. And as you can imagine, that tends to kind of wear on their psyche a little bit. You know, being in a kennel situation, they don't get as much, fun time outside and play time and interaction. And even though our volunteers do an amazing job, it's still ultimately a better situation for the dog if they can be out with a family, playing in a yard, going for regular walks every day, long regular walks, because they get walked up at the shelter. But, ultimately at the end of the day, they do spend a fair amount of time in their kennel. So, there definitely is a need, not just in this instance, but we have a continual program up there where if this is something that an individual or a family is interested in getting into on a more regular basis, we would love to plug you into our program.
What a wonderful opportunity. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle Sternberg is the Marketing and Communications Manager for Animal Allies. And if you think that you might like to provide a temporary foster home for a litter of puppies or a litter of kittens or some puppies or dogs or cats or kittens on an individual basis, get in touch with Animal Allies because there are plenty of opportunities available, especially starting today.